reminder to media members on the line, if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Ricky Santos. Good morning, Coach Santos.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. Certainly a big victory coming from down 20-7 at the half to beat a very good Villanova team 28-20. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Yeah, I thought it was a hard-fought battle all around. Villanova did a great job in the first half of kind of setting the tone early. They had all the momentum. They were running the ball well. Quarterback was making a ton of plays with his feet and through the air, and we were catching a little bit. So we regrouped at halftime. Got to give credit to the assistant coaches for doing a really good job of making some adjustments there and getting our kids in the right position to execute. And we challenged them a little bit at halftime. Just disappointed with the way we started and just really proud of the resiliency of that team. And the senior leadership really played through there in the second half, and we did a really good job finishing the game.
Your defense pitches a shutout over the final 33 minutes against one of the top offenses in all of FCS. You mentioned some of the adjustments. What were you guys able to do so effectively to shut them down?
Yeah, they did a good job of getting some empty sets and some other stuff that we hadn't seen on tape. So we just, got some more communication stuff squared away. Then I thought the defensive line in the second half did a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback. And obviously we created some turnovers, had some interceptions. So the guys in the secondary did a really good job of reading quarterback attentions and getting off the hash. And Evan Horn in particular just was incredible there in the second half. Two key turnovers for us. And I thought our defensive line, found a way to do some things as well. So, give credit to them.
We have a couple of media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well.
How you doing, Dave?
I want to ask about Charles Briscoe. When I was studying the notes of your season thus far, it seems like every time he makes a catch, it's for a first down. It's for a big game. Will you talk about his role in your offense and sort of how you guys came to recruit him?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Miller did a great job in the recruitment of Charles, and we feel like he's a big play threat. He's one of our most explosive playmakers on the perimeter, probably our fastest wide receiver. We try to find creative ways to get him to stretch the field vertically, and he's done a much better job in the last month of getting in and out of his breaks, doing a good job of understanding the weak spots in the defense, and doing a good job catching and run after the catchability is much improved. So he's somebody who we're going to continue to rely heavily on here as the season goes along, and we think his best football is ahead of him.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Ricky, you guys are fourth in the country in interceptions, and I know you had a couple more this past weekend, as you talked about with Rob. What are you guys doing to create those turnovers, to create those interceptions? I know you got some veterans back there in the secondary. What are you guys doing to create those turnovers?
I think first and foremost, it starts with our defense coordinator, John Lyons. He's been around. He's done it for a long time. He's been very successful everywhere he's been. So I think, he does a good job putting our guys in the right position. And then we have some veterans back there that understand that the moment's not too big for them. They've played a lot of meaningful football here. So I think those things play into it. And then, we harp it every day in practice. We work turnover circuits every day. We do a lot of competitive, good one-on-one blitz drills where, we're forcing them to play coverage and understand what's going on. So I think we do a good job as coaches putting them in situations and also guys that have been in the moment and can make plays. So a lot of things that play into that.
Yeah, and then just on JMU, what stands out to you as you started to look at their offense, defense, special teams? What jumps out to you?
That they have no weaknesses. They're very good. They're very balanced. Explosive playmaker at the quarterback position, big physical offensive line, stable of running backs that can all play, as good of a tight end, couple tight ends you're going to find at this level, and some dynamic guys on the perimeter out wide. And then on defense, their defensive line is very explosive. They can stop the run. They can get to the passer. Linebackers are physical, and their secondary does a great job of mixing up man and zone. They're very well coached. Coach Heatherman does a tremendous job you know, getting those guys ready to play. So, I mean, yeah, I think for us it's a great opportunity. Against a very, very good football team, you know, at their place, so we're excited about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ricky, just one more on the defense. You guys are among the tops in the country this season as far as points allowed and now yardage allowed. Do you feel like you knew you had experience coming back on the defensive side of the ball? How much of maybe a leadership role have those guys taken for your team to let the young offense sort of catch up?
Yeah, I think they've done a great job creating some extra possessions for us. You know, we knew going into the year that the defense was going to be the strongest unit that we had, and up to this point they've been that. So it's been great for us to, you know, allow us to have time for, you know, Max and the freshman quarterback and the young skill receivers that we have to get a few extra possessions per game and just find a way to be able to, you know, get out there and execute. So I think we're playing complementary football. You know, we've done a good job of controlling the clock a little bit in the second half of games and also, you know, keeping them off the field as well. So, you know, the yardage and the points output on offense, you know, isn't up to the standard, and we continue to work on that. But I think we've been controlling the clock a little bit and protecting them. So I think both sides are playing well off each other.
Let's talk about that young offense. Max Rosemer, a huge second half, finished the game 25 of 32, 276 yards and 3 touchdowns, all career high numbers for him. But after that pick late in the first half, he comes out in the second half 10 for 10 and throws the 2 big touchdown passes. As a former quarterback, we've talked about your mentoring of him. What was the message to him at halftime to try to get him going the way that he did in the second half?
Yeah, just to completely flush that thing away and let it go. I mean, play like that goes one or two ways. You know, you let that affect you for the rest of the game, or you internalize it. You know, you get a little pissed off and use it as motivation, and you want to go out there and find a way to get the ball in the end zone in the second half. So he did a good job of not letting it affect him. We talked, obviously it happened right before halftime, so we talked going in there, and, you know, I just saw the look in his eyes that it just, he's like, it's one play, you know, it's not going to happen again, and he's like, what are the halftime adjustments going to be? And he was already on to the next play. So credit to him and, you know, being wise above his years. And I thought the receiving corps did a great job of making contested catches. We've mentioned on this talk before that we need those guys to step up, and they did that. Malik Love, Brian Espinette were huge. And then Dylan Lobby obviously making a bunch of plays out of the backfield. He's done a tremendous job for us, so it's great.
How have you seen Max grow over the last 8 or 9 weeks just in regards to that decision-making, taking care of the football?
Yeah, he's you know, I think he's made pretty good decisions the whole year. You know, obviously too many interceptions is what's been hampering us a little bit, but I think some of that is, you know, some tip passes. I don't think a lot of it has been terrible decision making, you know, maybe a couple errant passes here and there, but I think for the most part he's made really good decisions. And I just think for him, it's the more reps he can get, the more comfortable he's going to be out there. And that's what you're seeing now. You know, as the season goes along, he just feels more comfortable hanging in there and delivering under duress.
You touched on Dylan Lave, a couple of TD catches out of the backfield there in the second half, and you've used him in a variety of ways as a runner, as a returner, and obviously based on not only Saturday but all year long, he's obviously very dangerous coming out of the backfield as a receiver. As an offensive guy, do you try to get super creative with him, trying to just find different ways for him to get the ball?
Yeah, and I mean, we always preach the guys that are going to practice the best and practice the hardest are the ones who are going to try to find the ball on Saturday, and he's a guy who just absolutely loves the process of getting better every day. He's one of our hardest workers. So he shows that we have confidence in him as a coach because we see it on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in practice. So, yeah, we're going to continue to try to find ways to get him involved, you know, obviously from the backfield and then potentially spin them out wide. So, you know, really encouraged with his progress and how well he's been doing for us.
You touched on the matchup with James Madison, obviously a big one. Teams in first and second place in the conference. How much does it help? You've got with some of the veteran guys that have played JMU in a bunch of big games in the past. Does that help when you go into an environment like Bridgeforth? Some of them have been in that situation. Do you feel like having some of that experience of playing them in big games will be helpful for you on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, just so, you know, obviously, hopefully the moment won't be too big because we played, you know, we played in games like that, and usually year in and year out, November is championship month here in Durham, so it's great. But, you know, ultimately, past performances don't dictate future success, and this game's independent of anything else. So for us, we need to get back to work and practice. It's a very, very explosive team on all three phases. They're as good as you're going to find in the country, extremely well coached. So it's just, you know, we have our work cut out for us, and you know, we have to be ready to play.
All right, Ricky, thanks as always for the time here this morning. Safe travels to Harrisonburg, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you. Take care now.
All right, thank you. Bye.